Imagine receiving a call from a national tourist board asking you to help them bury negative news about terrorist activity in their country. This is exactly what happened to Charlie Pownall, revealing a fundamental misunderstanding of modern reputation management. Today, your digital reputation hangs by a thread in a world where everyone carries a potential reputation lightsaber in their pocket. The social web has transformed reputation from a controlled corporate function into an unpredictable ecosystem where power has shifted dramatically. A single disgruntled customer with a smartphone can trigger what would once have required a major news outlet to amplify. Remember when a frustrated passenger spent $1,000 on promoted tweets to shame British Airways about lost luggage? The airline's initial silence transformed a minor service issue into international news. Or consider Dell Hell, one of the first corporate social media meltdowns that spread globally when the company ignored a blogger's complaints. In this environment, attempting to bury evidence or manipulate reviews inevitably backfires, often spectacularly. Information now travels at warp speed, with rumors circling the globe before facts can be verified. When a Qantas A380 experienced an engine fire, social media erupted with crash rumors despite the plane landing safely. This velocity varies by company size, reputation strength, and digital culture, Chinese social media being particularly fast due to its scale and sharing habits. Public trust in institutions has plummeted. Government trust in America fell from 77% in 1964 to 24% in 2014, while only a quarter of people globally believe CEOs are honest. When Chinese authorities attempted to conceal evidence after a high-speed train crash, the resulting online outrage proved how futile cover-ups have become. The democratization of communication means anyone can damage a reputation. Employees can expose employers, competitors can spread anonymous rumors, and foreign actors can orchestrate data breaches, as Sony Pictures experienced when allegedly hacked by North Korea. Meanwhile, our attention spans have shrunk to 8 seconds, less than a goldfish's 9, making public reactions increasingly unpredictable. When Qantas launched a Twitter promotion asking users to describe their hashtag Qantas luxury dream experience, they faced immediate backlash. Users instead tweeted criticisms like, "Luxury is a CEO who makes $5 million while grounding the airline and trashing its reputation." This fiasco illustrates three key ways social media shapes reputation. It ignites when triggering public displeasure, amplifies existing negative perceptions, and sustains these narratives indefinitely, with people still using hashtag Qantas luxury to criticize the airline years later. Despite media fragmentation, mainstream outlets remain the most influential information sources. Today's news cycle typically begins with social media content discovered by bloggers, then picked up by online journalists. Stories gaining traction on platforms like Forbes or Huffington Post can reach major outlets like CNN or BBC. The social web constantly refracts every aspect of your organization, creating opportunities for companies with great products, but challenges for those with rigid hierarchies and derivative offerings. The Islamic State demonstrates digital weaponization through their Dawn of Glad Tidings app, which posts through users' accounts while evading Twitter spam detection. With professional media teams creating videos and English magazines, IS uses social media to recruit youth and project power. While social media disrupts from the bottom up, effective response requires top-down leadership. CEOs and boards must protect organizational reputation, though many board members lack understanding of social media risks. Leaders must ensure proper risk management even without personally using these platforms. Social technologies affect every business function. McKinsey research shows broader adoption correlates with greater benefits, potentially unlocking over $1 trillion through improved communication. However, hierarchical, siloed organizations struggle with the openness and speed required today. Rumsfeld's framework applies to social media risks, known knowns, established competitors using social media, known unknowns, recognized gaps like potential activist attacks, and unknown unknowns, unforeseen threats with major impact, such as disruptive market entrants. The intersection of social causes and social media has made companies increasingly vulnerable. When Bank of America announced a $5 monthly debit card fee, customer backlash drove 600,000 people to transfer $4.5 billion to community credit unions. This vulnerability stems from four factors: mainstream activism, traditional organizations becoming diffuse networks, unpredictable attacks, and enhanced reputation damage capabilities. NGOs have grown to approximately 1.5 million in the U.S. alone. Organizations like Amnesty International and Greenpeace enjoy higher public trust than businesses or governments, while social media has amplified their reach and impact. Online petitions have democratized activism beyond traditional boundaries. Change.org's 77 million members launch 700 petitions daily across 196 countries, enabling countless pressure groups to instantly mobilize opposition worldwide. Activists increasingly target beloved products rather than corporate entities. Greenpeace's KitKat campaign against Nestle exemplifies this. Their viral video showing an office worker biting into a chocolate finger, spurting blood, highlighted palm oil's role in deforestation. With 1.5 million views and 200,000 emails, the campaign forced Nestle to commit to zero deforestation by 2015. In today's transparent world, unethical behavior spreads rapidly. Social media has blurred professional and personal boundaries, creating reputation risks when employees behave inappropriately online. PayPal's director of global strategy was fired after insulting colleagues on Twitter, while Amy's baking company faced backlash for attacking Facebook fans. Even private networks contain connections who can share inappropriate content. Disgruntled employees strategically damage employer reputations. Greg Smith's New York Times resignation from Goldman Sachs forced the CEO to defend company culture publicly. Employees now use anonymous review sites, fake accounts to leak information, or challenge employers on social platforms. Marketing missteps inevitably trigger backlash, as with Kenneth Cole's controversial tweets about political conflicts or ING Direct's insensitive mental health ad. Online marketing abuses include astroturfing, fake grassroots support, sock puppetry, fake identities promoting products, and censorship, deleting negative comments. Studies show 62% of consumers distrust companies' online marketing, with 47% willing to boycott brands caught manipulating reviews. The social web enables brand name squatting through deceptive platform accounts and websites. Digital content is easily shared despite protection efforts, and defamation cases have surged, with UK defamation actions increasing 23% in 2014. Most social media crises originate internally, from poor customer service, neglected profiles, and flawed marketing, rather than external attacks. Customer service now happens publicly online, with complaints instantly visible and quick responses expected. Organizations should incorporate online threats into business risk assessments. A preventive approach to reputation management works best, similar to traditional Chinese medicines focus on maintaining health rather than treating illness. This includes strengthening IT systems, ensuring compliance, establishing social media guidelines, and implementing monitoring systems. Social media can't transform mediocre products into viral sensations. It typically amplifies weaknesses instead. Focus on addressing actual problems while maintaining ethical practices and strong stakeholder relationships. Face-to-face interaction remains most effective for understanding stakeholders and resolving issues. In today's hyper-connected world, reputation is earned through consistent actions, transparency, and genuine engagement. Successful organizations build their digital presence on authenticity rather than manipulation. Your reputation reflects how you treat people both online and offline every day.